This is Lista Schwartz with Mathematical Methods for Pedagogical Engineering. So I thought long and hard and really contemplated, how could I start a podcast? What's my purpose for this podcast? What am I going to name this podcast? How am I going to reach people with this podcast? Lots of thoughts rolling around my head. And as I'm sitting, listening and pondering and watching other people for months as I'm thinking about this in the back of my head, it finally dawned on me. Something I read about several years ago. Mathematical methods. Now, mathematical methods is referred to as a toolbox of knowledge and practical skills that enable people to respond to change. So when we combine that methods with mathematics and the power that mathematics has in changing the world, what an awesome, powerful tool we could have if we can promote that. So methods-rich teachers are successfully able to guide students as they struggle to achieve understandings of complex content. And methods-endowed mathematics students have a feel for the connection and underlying concepts involved in problems at hand. Now, having methods means being aware of the flow of ideas. It means knowing which thoughts can go together and which will never connect. It's not a scientific knowledge, but more than a special sensitivity to one's particular circumstances. That applies to mathematics on so many levels. It's about having diverse approaches. It's about the characteristics and traits of openness and curiosity, resourcefulness, persistence, risk-taking, intuitiveness, and awareness. All of these things are required for us to be successful math teachers. But we need to take it a step further. We need to be pedagogical engineers. We need to meet the needs of our students, whatever they might be. We need to tinker with the settings, record observations, make conjectures, and look at reflections. We need to keep a journal of how we are doing and how our students are doing. What things are we trying? What things are we not being successful at? And what things are we finding success with? We need to videotape ourselves and our learners for ourselves so we can see the exact strategies and the light bulbs as they go off and how we can improve our skills to help our students. Then we need to bring it all back and discuss it with our professional learning communities. Our communities need to be a supportive forum about innovation and solutions. I hope to continue this series about with providing tools and strategies that can help increase your mathematical methods and be used in your pedagogical engineering. I look forward to talking with you soon. Have a great day. This is Lista Schwartz, Mathematical Methods for Pedagogical Engineering.